From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of migrants have crossed the border into Austria and Germany, but thousands more are waiting in Hungary. Hundreds of refugees left Budapest's Keleti train station and reached the border of Austria Saturday aboard buses provided by the Hungarian government. But even as Hungarian crews cleared piles of garbage and removed portable toilets at the station, authorities are bracing for a new wave of refugees headed toward Budapest from Serbia. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
Exhausted but full of hope, the first wave of refugees arrived to a warm welcome at the Austrian border Saturday. Hungary provided buses to take thousands stranded at Budapest Keleti station to the border. Cleaning crews moved in and Hungarian authorities hope to put it all behind them Saturday. They announced there will be no more buses. Many Hungarians believe their country should provide humanitarian assistance to the refugees, but allowing them to stay here is not an option. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Budapest.
Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets in Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources in the capital city Sana'a said about 24 civilians were killed as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot in Merib, about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 soldiers from the UAE dead. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria. In a telephone call Saturday with his Russian counterpart, Mr. Kerry made clear that if such reports were accurate, the actions could further escalate the conflict, lead to greater loss of life, increase refugee flows, and risk confrontation with an anti-Islamic State coalition operating in Syria. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed that discussions on the Syrian conflict would continue in New York later this month, according to the U.S. State Department. The New York Times reported that Russia has sent a military advance team to Syria and was taking other steps that Washington fears might signal plans to vastly expand its military support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, anti-government violence spread in Syria on Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, one day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, supporters of Sheikh Wahid Balus blamed the government for the twin car bombings that killed him and at least 25 others in southwestern Sweda province. Observatory Chief Rami Abdel Rahman said that six members of the regime's security forces were shot dead on Friday night. Meanwhile, clashes between Islamic State jihadists and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued Saturday. At least 47 fighters from both sides were killed in battles the day before. Hundreds of supporters gathered in support of a county clerk in the central U.S. state of Kentucky Saturday. The clerk was jailed for refusing a judge's order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis says that the Supreme Court's recent ruling on the issue conflicts with her Christian religious beliefs. President Barack Obama used the Labor Day holiday to call on Congress to pass a federal budget before October 1st. In his weekly media address, the president said that the labor movement helped build the American economy, and a government shutdown would derail progress that has been made during the past 6.5 years.
If Congress wants to support working Americans and strengthen our middle class, they can pass a budget that invests in, not makes cuts to, the middle class.
The government's fiscal year ends September 30th. If a budget is not passed, the government would be forced to shut down for the second time in 2 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.